The headline from the fact tank, which I don't like the way that says, the way they put that together, it's too much of a margin for error for that. But in order to understand where we are now with this the survey that came out, these numbers that came out from Pew Research Center, with U.S.-Mexico border closed, migrant apprehensions fell by nearly half. Let's go back a month and catch ourselves up to speed with where Trump put us, or what were the reasons behind it for Trump shutting down the border and the response initially to that. This comes to us from the Sun.UK. You're listening to the Bear Brief here on the Crusade Channel.
Donald Trump has announced he will temporarily close immigration into the United States following the coronavirus pandemic. Trump tweeted yesterday, "In light of the attack from the invisible enemy, as well as the need to protect the jobs of our great American citizens, I will be signing an executive order to temporarily suspend immigration into the United States." The US has over 42,000 deaths and over 780,000 cases of COVID-19. It's the worst affected country in the world from the pandemic. The president's announcement comes as the White House argues that the worst of the virus has been reached in America.
Hey America, I'm United States Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams, and I just want to say thank you for following the president's coronavirus guidelines. Social distancing, mitigation,
this guy sounds
it's
like
working.
Over 22 million people are now unemployed in the US, erasing 10 years worth of jobs gains in a matter of weeks. Trump has already put huge restrictions on immigration into the US, banning travel from Europe and China in March, for example. He had also previously agreed with Canada and Mexico to extend border restrictions to non-essential travel until mid-May. More than 6,300 undocumented Mexican migrants have been expelled on the southern border during the pandemic under emergency laws. Before the coronavirus pandemic struck the US, immigration into the United States was around 1 million people per year, according to Pew Research. However, this number will likely drop dramatically this year. The president's announcement was criticized by Democrats, who claim the curb on immigration was more about politics than protecting public health.
And so, as you heard at the end of that report, that it would have a drastic impact on immigration, we're seeing this first bit of data coming back to us here in our daily data portion of the Bear Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com, that the number of apprehensions at the U.S.-Mexico border has dropped by half. Now, you could even say, even with the pandemic, Trump is still winning on this issue because Trump's getting what he wanted. He wanted the southern border closed, and it's actually supported by public opinions. But this is by Luis No Bustamante and John Gramlich. Two very different names. The number of migrants apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border dropped sharply in April, the first full month after the United States government declared the national emergency due to the COVID-19 outbreak and closed the border to all but essential traffic. So the U.S. Border Patrol expelled or apprehended 15,862 migrants at the southern border in April, southwestern. But like the southern border, yeah, the rest of it's water. We get it, buddy. Down 47% from March. The largest percentage decline in enforcement actions in the single month since at least the year 2000. So in addition to apprehensions in April, they were down 84% compared to the same month in 2019, when the total was 99,273. The decrease in apprehensions come as the movement of migrants in the Americas and worldwide has slowed during the COVID-19 outbreak. And that's also part because the Mexican government has essentially shut down the southern border as well, because they don't want people marching up through there. They didn't mind before because they were getting aided by NGOs and all these other things to kind of usher these people through. But after, now, nobody wants these people going through because apparently they're scared to this COVID-19 virus. Not saying the virus doesn't exist, not saying the virus isn't something to be aware of. Right? You should always be aware of something like this. Oh, hey, there's a new virus out, kind of like when H1N1 or Ebola or swine flu or any new virus, SARS, that pop up. And they say, hey, keep your eye on it. These are the certain symptoms. Everybody have a good day. This is the first one where everybody was like, this is the most ridiculous thing ever. We must shut everything down and stay in our homes. But other governments have taken this as well. So we've seen that there's not as many to apprehend. On top of the fact that the apprehensions have been down. At its height, between 2015 and 2020, 460,000 apprehensions were at the southwest border. I'm sorry, they have to be specific about it. The southwest border. Now we're at 206 before this whole thing. So expect the month of May, the month of June to be less and less. Or conversely, do you think it'll jump back up? You can give me a call, 844-527-8723. There's also this, there's also connecting tissue that summer, the migrations, I believe they go down in the summer because it's just so hot, they don't even travel as much. In the winter months, it's usually more migration, it's cooler, relatively speaking, in the desert. It's cooler, so more people are willing to take the risk. In the summer, generally, the amount of migrants coming up through the southwest, which is typically desert, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California. And what we're seeing is that a lot of these places are dropping. I mean, just the Rio Grande sector of the Southwest, it went from over 6,000 to a little less than 4,000 in 1 month. El Paso went from around 5,500 down to below 4,000. The biggest one was the Rio Grande sector. Everything else is just, they're all sharp drops. So you have the summer and you have this fear of COVID-19, which people are dealing with. And it's not, remember last year at this time, we were talking about families. Families was the big thing, right? I remember just ripping children away from their parents. Not anymore. It's reverted. It's reverted back to single men. Single men or single adults were the largest share of people who were apprehended at the border. Why is this demographic shifted? All questions to ask. So you have the summer, you have the fact that you have growing fear due to COVID-19, which means less families, less parents wanting to put kids in potential danger. Then again, I understand there's a lot of stuff to unpack with that, and we don't have the time to do it. But on the surface, these are all surface level takeaways from this data here in the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. You're also seeing the fact that during this pandemic, this government-issued pandemic, and I've talked about it in other social justice-y terms, right? Nobody cares about trans issues, lesbian issues. There was a lady who had this lengthy Twitter thread about how she was fired from Vice and how Vice or BuzzFeed or one of those stupid outlets doesn't care about trans issues anymore. People don't have time for it, right? People are losing their jobs. Here in the state of Texas, they've given the green light to start sending out eviction notices, which is kind of cold, but I get it, right? I do get it. Landlords are now going 3 months without paychecks.